And that was just Rotor for my last song, Die Weiss Angst, off their album four, sorry. Kings of Frog Island was three. Anyway, thus concludes my show. Upcoming shows include tonight, Passion Pit, Wednesday, Bonobo, February 16th, Godspeed You Black Emperor. Holy crap! It's unreal, I'm super excited. Anyway, thus has been Mantis Cabinet. With your host, me, and I would just like to make a shout-out to one listener who picked up on the actually very serious issue of bees, because bees actually do a lot of good stuff in terms of pollination and spreading flowers and just wildlife and greenery. So further, he had recommended a band, National Velvet, from Canada, active in the early 90s and 80s, and so check it out. They, too, discuss bees, and for anyone with a heart, you know, bees are where it's at, and crocodiles are scary. And this has been Mantis Cabinet. Up next is The Rib, hosted by Robin, and it should be awesome. No, scratch that, it will be awesome. Anyway, see you guys later. You are listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, everybody. Thanks for... whoa. I'm skipping ahead in my mind what I wanted to do. I do want to say thank you to everybody who has donated to Fun Drive, which is now over... Whoa. That's what happens when you plug in headphones without turning the dial down. So, FunDrive is now over, and we made about almost 29 grand. So, it's doing pretty good. We didn't quite make our goal this year, but it was a shorter FunDrive than it is usually. So, I still think that's, like, pretty all right, and I'd like to say thanks again to everyone who donated. My show, personally, I think I broke my goal for sure. Like, I think it was $400 I wanted to raise this year, and I'm not sure exactly how much I've raised yet, but it's probably around $500. So I'm very happy about that. Very happy about that. It's awesome. Well, let's see. It's the last week of class, and I'm totally exhausted and sick of school by this point. And we'll be doing homework in the booth, as sad as that is. I am studying German. But I do have some really awesome stuff for you. I mean, I really didn't have a lot of... It's all off one disc, or one release. And this is the Deep Wireless release. It's Deep Wireless 7. It's a radio art compilation... it's a Canadian compilation as well. And out of Toronto, I think it's released by New Adventures in Sound Art. And it's got a like really big variety of stuff on it. And so I thought this is the perfect thing to do on my show today when I really just don't really want to look up a whole bunch of different stuff, to be honest. I found this one thing. But why don't I start? Because there's a lot. It's two discs, and it's really, really good. And if you like what you hear, go to www.naisa.ca, NAISA, I don't know, if you like what you hear, because this is really great. A lot of these have been commissioned by CBC and things like that. So the first thing I'm going to play is the third track off the first disc, and it's called Tom Back. It was composed by Majid Tahiri, and it's an Iranian percussion instrument, tombak. It's capable of performing very complex rhythms, and this piece tries to discover new playing techniques for it, which usually aren't playable on it, such as pitch changing and sustain notes, things like that. The basic idea of the composition is a conversation between three different tombak, each having its own character, so being they have a lower register, middle register, and higher register sound. The composer here, Majid Tahiri, has studied instrumental and electronic composition at the Folkwang University Essen, and his music is performed internationally. And yeah, I think this was written this year. Actually, no, these are all new pieces. Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to that.
Thank you. Hey, you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Robin, your host. I'm just looking online here at what's going on at Vivo, and there's an exhibit called Acrylic Typewriter by Jason Zupano and Shane Amon, and it's open till this Saturday. And Jason Zupano, I'm just going to read here. His work comprises sonically sculptural pieces, multi-layered units of musical composition, and he's creating music whose purpose is neither performance nor pop. Rather, it aims to communicate a singular impressionistic moment to a listener. So I think I might go check this out. This looks like it's going to be interesting. And Vivo, it's open at Vivo, the gallery, between Wednesday and Saturday from 12 to 5 p.m. each day. So I'm just looking for things to check out, because now I feel, although this may not be true because I haven't really done my research, I feel that a lot of the fall concert season has sort of dwindled and ended, basically. I did not get to go to as many of the Vancouver New Music concerts as I would have liked this year. And there is more coming up, of course, starting in January. But until then, I'm not sure what's going on. So, if you know about something, let me know. Call in the station. I'm sitting here doing German homework, so. All right, I want to tell you a little bit about the next piece. This is called Chronostasis. It's an excerpt. It's not the entire piece. It's by Andreas Bick. And in this piece, the sound of time becomes audible via the many-voiced ticking of a wide array of antique clocks. The simplest rhythmic information, the pendular motion of a clock mechanism, gives rise to a complex tangle of overlapping patterns and pulses. For a moment, in the ritual of constant repetition, time seems to stand still. Interesting. A little bit about the composer. Andreas Bick is a producer and composer of radio art. He's received many awards, international awards as well, and he writes film scores also for German television and cinema, and also composes music for radio plays and dance theater choreographies. So here is Chronostasis by Andreas Bick.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
All right, back to The Rib on CITR. The next piece I want to play for you is called My Path Today, and it's by Penets, which is J.D. Zazy and Matt Pogo. And it's a sound miniature celebrating life's energy and its secret springs in the holy areas of home. A lot of the pieces in this collection, have circle around the theme of home. And the basic sound material was originally thought of as music for choreographer Julia Moretti's Follow Me, which was a dance performance way back in 2009 in Amsterdam. So it's a short piece, and I'll be back to explain the next one after.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
All right, back to the Rib on CITR. In today's episode, I have been featuring tracks from Deep Wireless 7, the radio art compilation that was recently released by New Adventures in Sound Art out of Toronto. And the next piece I'm playing for you is a little longer. It's about 11 minutes. It's written by Alexander Baker. It's called Homespun, or Topophilia. Like the last piece I was saying, the theme for a lot of this record is home and things to do with being home, what home means to you, etc. So Topophilia, the fondness for a place because it's home and incarnates the past, is what this piece is about. It's old piano, radio filtered through housework, local ritual and play, river and wide meadows, childhood memories spun out and framed by the resonant frequencies of the composer's present home. The sounds are recorded on location, and yes. So this is by Alexander Baker. I think I mentioned that already. Anyway, I'm just going to play it. It's a little bit long. We'll see how much I can fit into the show today.
Thank you. Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on How concert series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on How Facebook group for all the info. Waves on How is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on How concert series.
When life begins.
Okay, welcome back to the Rib. We just heard Homespun by Alexander Baker. And this next piece that I'm going to play off the Deep Wireless 7 Radio Art compilation is by Sebastian Lavoie, and it's dedicated to those who love hockey. It's called the Rocket Richard, and it actually really brought me back because I learned about Rocket Richard in like French class in grade like 7 or just a long time ago, and it reminded me of studying languages, which is what I'm doing right now while I'm listening to the music in the booth, except I'm studying German. And yeah, it's wintry out, sort of. It was, at least. And yeah, so I thought I'd play this one. Let's see. Anything? The composer for this is from Montreal, and so this is his tribute to the Canadiens.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next piece I'm going to play is a really short piece. It's called No Place Like Home, and it's written by Martin Williams, and it's plundered collage from, around the theme of home. And following that, what am I going to do? Following that, I'm going to play another short piece. It's called What If? And it's by Nicole Gruder. And it's all about stuff and how we work hard to obtain it and keep it and get rid of it and all the emotions surrounding that.
To refer to it someday. What if I get rid of it and then can't find one that fits the same way? What if I want to put my plants in it? What if people don't know I ever owned it? What if I need it for stage? What if I have a big party and need all these? What if all the stores close and I can't buy anything? What if I can use this someday to mend carpet? What if it snows even harder next year and I can use these? What if I can never find another one like it? What if I lose a lot of weight and it'll fit again? What if I haven't done the laundry in such a long time that these will be the only ones I have left? What if I become destitute and can never afford to buy anything ever again? What if someone could repair it so that it looks perfect again? What if I get rid of it and then can't find it in the same color? What if I get rid of it and no one has any record of all the details that were on it? What if I gain a lot of weight and it would fit? What if I need it for a costume? What if I get rid of it and people won't be able to tell who I am? What if it's not worn out yet? What if I need it for a project? What if I had gotten it for free? What if I get rid of it and people won't know I was there?
All right, before I play you the next piece, I want to let you know what else is happening on CITR today. News follows me at 5 o'clock. Career Fast Track with Philippe at 6. Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert at 6:30. Exploding Head Movies at 7:30 with Gary. And the Jazz Show at 9 p.m. And if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to The Rib on CITR. This is 101.9 FM, the best community radio around, and community and campus radio. And I was just thinking, community and campus radio. If you're a student and you're listening to CITR often, we really need to have feedback from you guys. I think that we are in a huge need of more student programmers at the station here. And I tell you, like, I'm still a student, and I am a busy student, and I still have time to come down here. Started 3 years ago, and it was super easy to get started, and it's been a really good opportunity here at the station. There's a ton of stuff going on. Even if you don't want to have a show, you just want to help out or somehow get involved. And you are paying for it as well. It's a part of your AMS student fees, so you should come check it out, because it's one of the most interesting places on campus, I think. And it has a lot to offer. So that's my spiel. Wow. Didn't see that one coming. The next piece I'm going to play is called Kailash. It's an excerpt as well. It's by Debashish Sinha, and it's a work that imagines the unknown sound world of the abode of the Hindu god Shiva on the summit of his earthly mountain on which no human has set foot. It was commissioned as the winning piece of the 16th Concurso de Creación Radiofónica in 2009. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Some Spanish and some English in there. Oh, wait, I think I might be getting it mixed up with another piece. Well, actually, I don't know. We'll see. Here we go.
La montaña, el cuervo. Cada mota de polvo elevada por mis pasos alberga incontables palabras.
Each grain of dust raised by my step contains countless worlds.
Mi respiración es un huracán. Los latidos de mi corazón son una cordillera.
Is a mountain range.
Iré hacia ti en tus sueños.
I will come to you in your dreams.
Iré hacia ti en tus sueños como una cobra hambrienta. Danza son las células de tu cuerpo.
All right, I'm going to sign out now. Thanks for listening to The Rib. This is Robin, and we'll be back next week with more on CITR 101.9 FM. Perhaps Jasper will be here. Perhaps I will be here. We shall see. Till next week.
The one thing you must never forget is to be true to yourself.
Yanka, yo te quiero mucho.
To learn to love yourself.
Tú te has sacrificado mucho por mí.
So that others can love you.
Eso es algo que nunca se va a borrar.
To accept yourself so
tú le has dado buenos ejemplos a tus hermanos. Has contribuido en mi tranquilidad.
Those are the things that you must never forget.
Ya has sabido entender.
For me, you are the most wonderful and marvelous gift.
Home is a place where you're accepted.
You didn't ask.
You're accepted for who you are. You're accepted for what
when you
are.
When you were born,
it's,
I believe in God.
A place where you're comfortable, you're relaxed.
Especially after
you're yourself.
The death of your brothers.
You feel the freedom to say, to speak,
you
to.
You are the most.
To feel the way
wonderful,
you feel
wonderful
that day.
Thing that I ever
that moment.
Imagined that I could get.
To me, that's home.
Canadá para mí ha sido un lugar fantástico.
You know.
He encontrado tranquilidad.
Of Chile were
he encontrado
the before
amistades,
and the
buenas amistades.
So,
encontré paz en el chiquito lugar que viví.
Chile's home.
A tres horas de Edmonton. Donde la gente hablaba diversos idiomas.
What do I remember?
Y no me explico cómo pude entenderme
y llegar
a encontrar tan buenos amigos.
You know, I remember
tres años disfruté de la compañía
being
de ellos.
A little kid and walking around, visiting
fui
all
algo
the places
para
that
ellos
I used to visit.
Muy nuevo.
My dad had a
y me consideraron en un libro
we had some friends that owned
de la región que publicaron.
So, as a kid, I used to go to the ice cream factory and hang around because